What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Here's your morning brief for Thursday, June 8th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. On Capitol Hill, a group of Republican House lawmakers has forced Speaker Kevin McCarthy to cancel the rest of this week's planned votes. The lawmakers had made it clear they'd prevent the votes from coming to the House floor, saying that they were left out of key decisions involving the recent bipartisan debt ceiling deal and faced threats for opposing it. The action has effectively paralyzed the House, with McCarthy saying he would try to regroup next week. The insurgent GOP lawmakers want promises that they'll be involved in negotiations during the upcoming appropriations process and are calling for more spending cuts. We're reporting that Biden administration officials are quietly preparing for the possibility that the Supreme Court could strike down the president's sweeping student loan forgiveness program this month. Should that happen, the administration is unlikely to respond with a new large-scale plan to cancel student debt using a different legal authority, according to people familiar with the matter. Instead, they're considering more targeted policy options. The White House has publicly said it's confident the Supreme Court will uphold the program. Shares of GameStop were down sharply in after-hours trading after the company said it terminated its CEO, Matt Furlong, 2 years after he was hired. GameStop has been struggling to post a profit in recent years, despite becoming one of the original meme stocks in 2021. The company on Wednesday also elevated Ryan Cohen to the role of executive chairman. Cohen joined GameStop's board 2 years ago after building up a minority stake in the company. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, and European shares moved between gains and losses in early trading. U.S. stock futures drifted lower ahead of the release of weekly jobless numbers due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.